dozens of painters, plasterers, and electricians were hard at work today in downtown Selma, putting the finishing touches on a new jewel in the city's downtown, the $2.5 million Selma Art Center.
As soon as the open house is over the following day, we've got to keep working to finish up the rest of the work. We're about 10 days from being complete on the project.
That's Selma Mayor Ken Gray. But while some of the last details still need to be installed inside the 264-seat theater, the building, which was designed by the world-renowned architect Arthur Dyson and his firm DSK, is already creating a community buzz.
Sometimes in our other public buildings, we have a tendency to standardize those a bit. And here we basically gave him an open palette, and boy, he really went for it.
There's no doubt the building is a bold visual statement. Just ask Randy McFarland, vice chairman of the Selma Arts Council and a member of the Raisin Cane Players, a community theater group that will call the building home starting next month.
As you can see here in downtown Selma, architecture tends to be old-fashioned, very traditional, very conservative, and yet the architectural team headed by Art Dyson designed the front of this building, which is anything but conventional, anything but conservative, but it just absolutely says Arts with a capital A, and that was the intent.
Situated on the west side of High Street, right in the middle of Selma's historic turn-of-the-last-century downtown, sits the theater. Its facade bursts out onto the sidewalk like a sculpture. Two huge plaster-covered diamonds mark the entry, and giant beams jut out to form a canopy, not unlike the wings on a fighter jet. Here's architect Arthur Dyson.
This was really exciting, especially from a small community like that.
He says the site, hemmed in on two sides by other downtown buildings, provided the inspiration to do something different.
A lot of folks see obstacles, but sometimes they're opportunities in disguise. And you have a great urban setting. You've got a nice fabric of buildings that are very pleasant because they're very honest. They're an expression of the time that they were done.
Dyson says that instead of trying to replicate that century-old look, he wanted to do something authentic to this era.
We try to do something very clean, very honest, very simple. The buildings have these two geoforms in the front of it that really are screens. They're going to be a backdrop. And so there will be colored lights that will be projected on those. And so different times of the year, you'll see different things. On the 4th of July, it might have stars and stripes on it.
The look is cutting edge, but it's what will go on inside that really has people excited.
As you walk through this little hallway where we are now with the low ceiling, and then you turn the corner, and all of a sudden it opens up into this great hall where the audience will sit, and a huge stage which is actually deeper, including the work area, than the audience itself.
State-of-the-art sound and LED lights have McFarland's group eager to launch their first production in the new space, The Sound of Music, which will open on September 14th. Dennis Adkins, director of the Raisin Cane Players, says it's also a relaunch for the company itself, which has been silent for a couple of years in search of a new home.
If you look at the first facility that we housed, it was in the Pioneer Village in an old wood frame structure called the Unger Opera House. You look at that and you see the peeling paint and the boards falling away, and you look up and you see sky in the roof. That's kind of where we started, and to evolve from there to this beautiful modern theater as a gem of the valley and the community as well is certainly something that thrills not only myself but all those that involved.
So how did the city of Selma come to open a first-rate art center in an era when so many other cities are simply struggling to survive? Years ago, the city bought an old downtown furniture store to turn into an art center. But before anything could happen, the roof collapsed and the building was a total loss. And another city-owned building, which had been used by the theater group, was sold to the local hospital, which needed to expand. The money from the sale, plus that from the insurance company and donations, was just enough to construct the new building, which Selma Mayor Ken Gray is happy to note is completely paid for.
It's a real investment for today and into the future for the generations to come in Selma. to give them an opportunity to express themselves. Selma is a community born out of the agricultural industry, but we have youth that's coming to life here, generations that are moving on, they're moving out of the agricultural field and into other walks of life. And as that's happening, I think Selma's growing in a way to accommodate that shift in its culture. And I think this is a really progressive way of doing that.
In addition to the Raisin Cane Players, the center will also host a variety of events, including a Latino art series on the first Friday of every month beginning in November, as well as student groups and other arts organizations. Nicolette Anderson, the Arts Center coordinator, is also responsible for the youth programs which the city runs.
I think that it's showing the community hope. I think it's showing them progress. I know that this building is going to bring downtown up a notch. It's going to help the businesses here. It's going to help the restaurants that are nearby.
And according to Mayor Gray, the 12,000-square-foot Arts Center is already having an impact. Local businesses on High Street have already completed renovations of their own storefronts, and more are on the way. And as far as the building's striking modern facade, he says it's already done its job.
If we get people to talk about art, then we've captured our job. I think that's what this building speaks to, is if people love it, great. If they're adamant that they don't think they like it, they're still going to talk about it. And that still means they're talking about art. So we're very pleased with that. Not everybody likes every painting. Not everybody likes every sculpture. But they will discuss it.
And he hopes the new building and the programs inside will help enhance the quality of life for residents in the Raisin Capital of the World.
Basically, what the Art Center says about Selma is that the people here understand the value of all the arts in their variety of forms toward the lifestyle that we would all like to live.
The curtain will rise for the first time on September 14th. Reporting from downtown Selma, I'm Joe Moore for Valley Public Radio.